Thank you for taking the time to listen to the Well Church Sattertons podcast. We pray that you enjoy this message and that it creates a well of hope in your life today.
I was here when you first started the engagement period with the Hopewell Network. My wife was along as well. And I just sense there's something special about this place, about you as God's people in this place. So we're excited about that. Yeah, it's been great worshiping with you this morning. And today we receive the well into the Hopewell Network of Churches, which is something we're really excited about. And we see you as a blessing to us, and we want to be a blessing to you as well. I serve as the apostolic leader of the Hopewell Network of Churches, along with a great team of other apostolic leaders that help cover the churches, help with the ministry in our network. Also, pastors John and Sandy Shantz, who you've already have learned to know, they represent the Hopewell Network in their role. They're as pastors to pastors, and also John serves as the East Cluster Regional Apostle, where he meets with a cluster of leaders in the East, what we call the East Cluster. We have an East and a West cluster of leaders that gather. Pastors Kurt and Anita Melizzi send their greetings. They wish that they could have been here as well. Pastor Kurt gives spiritual oversight to Pastor Matt and to this church. And I just want to say I appreciate Pastor Matt and Kat and their commitment to this church. It's both a church plant and a replanting that is taking place in this church, and starting a new work or restarting a work is hard work. And so Matt, I was just saying how I appreciate your commitment, you and Kat, your commitment to this work and what you're doing here. And for all of you, you know, a pastor can only do so much. The rest is up to the body here. And so thank you for your commitment as well to this church and to what God is wanting to do and is going to continue doing here through you. I see that each church is a kingdom outpost that God establishes in different regions. And each church represents King Jesus in that community. And so there's a new outpost that God has established in this community. Now, there's other churches around you as well. So together, we are the body of Christ. Together, we represent Jesus to our neighbors and to the people around us. So I thought for my sharing this morning, Matt asked if I would share the message. So before I get into the part of officially receiving you into the network, I thought it might be helpful for me to highlight some of the key values of the Hopewell Network that you're joining. Who are we? What are the key values that we want to keep nurturing that I believe God wants to continue to build in you here at the Well? These values guide us. They represent our united strength together, our passion, kind of what drives us, what makes us who we are, what makes the Hopewell Network the Hopewell Network. And so I just want to share some of those things which I already sense are here, and I hope it's an affirmation to you as well. And what I'm going to do with, I'm going to list, I think I have like, I chose six of the values. There's more than that, but six of the key values that I want to share with you. After each value, I just want to declare a blessing over you and over this church. So each value comes with a blessing, so receive that. That's what God has put in my heart for you this morning. So the first value that I want to mention is we value relationship. We value relationships. We are not, as a Hopewell Network, we are not simply a credentialing agency, but we're a family to join, a family to be a part of. So we don't just collect pastors and credentials. We say, is there a relationship that God is building here? And that was part of that 1-year engagement period that we had. Is God building bringing us together into a relationship, into a family. And it was clear that, yes, God is doing that. God has done that in our hearts. We see Jesus demonstrating this value. The way Jesus related to his disciples, the way Jesus related to the people around him, it was all about relationship. I mean, people felt connected with him. The sinners felt comfortable around Jesus because there was this thing about relationship that he carried. He valued people. He valued people. It wasn't just how many numbers do we have, but the value of each single person that God brings to us is something really important and something that Jesus demonstrated. The Bible describes the church as a family. You know what that makes us? Brothers and sisters in our family. So as brothers and sisters, our goal is to develop that relationship whenever we have opportunity to do that. As the Hopewell Network, my primary and our primary connection with you is through your pastor. And so we develop that relationship, we nurture that relationship, and we hope that that also impacts the rest of you as well. Our goal as a group of churches is not to build a denominational-like structure, but to build strong relationships through which we can encourage each other and partner together in kingdom efforts. One of the kingdom efforts that the churches in the Hopewell Network have come together to support is a mission outreach in Thailand, where God put in our hearts a number of years ago to reach an unreached people group. A group of people that have not heard the gospel. And I think in the particular group, the Isan people, I think it's like less than 1% or something like that, have ever heard of Jesus. And so we felt God saying, look, there's some strength we have as a network of churches. Instead of just saying, look how blessed we are, how can we become a blessing to the nations, to the world? And so God clearly directed us to Thailand, to the Isan people. And so we've sent different groups, prayer groups, different groups have gone over there, and we'll continue to go, and you'll have opportunity to be a part of that if you want to. And we now have a church, an established church in that region of the Isan people. Our first generation of churches, brand new Christians that are now leading the church there. And it's exciting to see what God is doing. So that's something that we can do together as a network family, as a network church. We can do these kinds of outreaches and adventures for the kingdom. Paul addresses the importance of relationships and of being a family of believers when he says in Galatians 6, verses 9 and 10, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest, if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people. But then he adds this, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Paul understood it was about relationships. The church is a family. And he said, let's especially care for each other as a family. And you do that here with each other. And now you're becoming part of an even greater family, the Hopewell Network. And so our heart is to also be a blessing. How can we also help you accomplish God's vision, God's purpose for this church and for your lives in this community? So we look forward to what God has for us together in that way. So here's my blessing for this value that I want to just declare over you. May God bless this place with unity and life-giving relationships. May the lonely and hurting find a family and resting place here. I declare that over you. The second value, we value God's presence and heartfelt worship and prayer. We were singing about that, declaring that this morning together. We value God's presence and heartfelt worship and prayer. You know, there's a lot of great ministries represented through our network. We have a lot of parachurch ministries that have also become part of our network. We have a camp. There's just a lot of different things going on. And all of those things are great. But God's presence is the greatest gift and the greatest pursuit on our heart as a network. It's about God's presence. Without God's presence, what are we?
Nothing.
We're a club. We're just another fraternity group doing good things, right? It is God's presence that changes lives. God's presence changes lives. It's the presence of the Lord. It's through Him that people are saved, delivered, healed, and filled. It's the manifest presence of God that convinces people God is real. This God that you people talk about, He's really real. There's a manifestation. God, they've experienced God. God has touched them. The very presence of the Lord. It is the Spirit at work among us that makes all the difference. I remember the scripture where Moses had this conversation with God about leading the people in Exodus 33, verse 16. And Moses says this to God, which is so good. How will anyone know that you look favorably on me and on your people, if you don't go with us? For your presence among us sets your people and me apart from all other people on the earth. What sets the Well apart from another organization in the community doing good things? It's the presence of God. It's the presence. And that's what Moses is saying. I don't want to go. I don't want to go from here if you're not going to go with us, God. I don't want to go, Lord, leading these people if your presence isn't going to be manifest among us. And I think Pastor Matt would say the same thing. I don't want to lead this church. I don't want to lead the Well, God, if your presence is not going to be with us. I don't want to lead the Hopeful Network if God's presence isn't among us. I'm not interested in just another good organization. We're running after God. We're pursuing Him because He's the one that changes our lives. He's the one that makes all the difference. And He's the one that convinces the world of who He is. Pure worship is a key part in hosting God's presence among God's people. And faith-filled prayers move mountains and keep us walking in His presence on a daily basis. So we want to be a place where we host God's presence, where God's presence is among us, and God delights to be among His people. And as we pray then, in the place of God's presence, and we begin to pray those faith-filled prayers, we begin to see things shift, and we begin to see things moving. And we walk in His presence all the time. It's not that we have to come here Sunday morning in order to experience God's presence. No. We're in the new covenant now. Now we can, His presence lives within us. And now wherever we go, we take God's presence with us. Isn't that amazing? I mean, I still, of all the years I've been a believer, I still can't quite grasp the fullness of that. In the Old Testament, they had to go to the temple, and it was behind the veil was God's presence. And now His presence comes in us. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And it's like, wow. Wow. God is so good, isn't He?
Amen.
Okay, the second blessing I want to declare over you with this value of God's presence. May God bless this place with His manifest presence. And may all who enter in sense it and be changed by it. May your worship draw people to the throne room of God where they encounter Him. And may this place be known as a place of prayer where people get their breakthroughs. Amen. The third value that we have as a network of churches is we value the Scriptures. We value the Scriptures highly. We live in a day where truth hardly exists in our culture anymore. In other words, truth is relative. It's whatever you say it is. That's the way our culture lives. Everyone is defining truth based on their feelings, based on their own ideas. And the result is everyone is doing what seems right in their own eyes, which brings mass confusion into our culture and great deception. into people's hearts. That's the picture of our culture. But as followers of Jesus, we have someone to guide us and something to show us the way. The truth that guides us, his name is Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And the Bible is his written word for us to follow in obedience. We believe the Bible is fully inspired, Old and New Testament. It's infallible. It doesn't fail. And it is the authority that we direct our lives by. It has the authority to show us the way and to convict us of sin. It is our North Star in a culture that is so confused. We have the truth of Jesus that guides us and his word that leads us. It's the truth that will set people free, Jesus said. Jesus taught us how to teach truth with grace and compassion. Jesus came to us full of grace and truth, and we want to be that kind of people as his followers, where we speak truth, we hold to truth, we don't compromise truth, but at the same time, there's much grace and there's much compassion as we walk with each other. But one of the things that God put in my heart, and I say it often, is we're all broken. We're all messed up, right? We're all broken people. And we all need God's grace in our lives. We all need to come to Jesus at the cross for forgiveness and cleansing and healing. We all need it. We're just broken in different ways. But we all need him in the same measure of his grace and his compassion. And that's when Jesus, again, when you read in the scripture, it says, and Jesus had compassion. And then he moved and he healed, or he did whatever they needed. And he was moved with compassion. May we be that kind of people. That's one of our desires as a network. Paul tells Timothy to study to show himself approved before God, rightly applying the scriptures to his life and ministry. In 2 Timothy 3, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And of course, we have what King David said in Psalm 119, your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. May the teaching of the word be strong, be powerful, full of authority, but also filled with grace as it's ministered in this place. So here's my third declaration over you as God's people here. May God's word be taught and honored in this place as absolute truth and with the grace of Jesus. May many be set free as they embrace God's word of truth in their lives. Amen. The fourth value is sharing Jesus. Sharing Jesus. The primary mission of every church is reaching people with the good news of Jesus. It's good to have great worship and great programs and all kinds of ministry things that we do. But I keep saying the primary purpose of the church is to reach those who are lost. That's God's main heart and passion for the world. That's why he came. That's why he came. And when he left, the thing that he told us is keep teaching, keep reaching people. That's his heart. And as a network, we want the gospel. We want evangelists, and we want sharing Jesus to be front and center in all that we do. That's why we exist, for that. I'm reminding of the story in the Old Testament where in the city of Samaria, the enemy had come and surrounded the city. They were under siege. Nobody could get in or out. And the siege was long lasting. And after a while, people were starving. Food had run out. And according to the story here, they actually became cannibals. And they actually began eating each other. I can't imagine. In other words, it was really, really bad what was happening. So I pick up in 2 Kings 7. It says, now there were four men with leprosy at the entrance of the city gate. They said to each other, why stay here until we die? If we say, we'll go into the city, the famine is there, and we will die. And if we stay here, we will die. So let's go over to the camp of the Arameans and surrender. If they spare us, we live. If they kill us, then we die. So they went and discovered the enemy camp was deserted, and food and clothing was scattered all around. For the Lord had caused the Arameans, to hear the sound of chariots and horses and a great army, so that they said to one another, look, the king of Israel has hired the Hittites and Egyptian kings to attack us. So they got up and fled in the dusk and abandoned their tents, their horses and donkeys. They left the camp as it was and ran for their lives. The men who had leprosy reached the edge of the camp, entered one of the tents, and ate and drank. Then they took silver, gold, and clothes and went off and hid them. They returned, entered another tent, took some of those things from it, and hid them also. They were having a good time. But then they said to each other, what we're doing is not right. This is a day of good news, and we're keeping it to ourselves. People were starving, eating each other in the city, and they're feasting. If we wait until daylight, punishment will overtake us. Let's go at once and report this to the royal palace. Great story. We too are in a situation. We were lost and dying without hope. That was our spiritual condition. And we found life in Jesus. We found forgiveness of our sins. We found hope. We found restoration. We found eternity waiting for us. It's a great day. It was a day of good news came to us. But like these four men with leprosy, we can't keep it to ourselves. We're not doing right. If we just say, Lord, it's me. Thank you for blessing me. I'm so glad I'm blessed. I'm so glad I'm going to heaven. I'm so glad I found Jesus. And we don't tell anybody else. And they're dying. Spiritually, they're dying. We can't keep it to ourselves. So we need to find ways to share the good news. Pastor Matt, you mentioned, I think you in one of your prayers this morning about that God would give you strategy. God would give you plans. God would show you how to make an impact in this community where God has set you, God has placed you. Jesus' last instructions before he left the earth was to go and tell people. Mark 16, he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well. After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of God. Then verse 20, then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied them. That continues till today. God's people are going out everywhere preaching the good news, and God, his presence goes with us. His presence is in us, and he is continuing to manifest himself in various ways through his people. So my fourth declaration and blessing over you is this. May the Lord use each one of you to share the good news of Jesus in your sphere of influence. May many come to know Jesus in this place. Amen. The fifth value is we value the Holy Spirit and his gifts. We value the Holy Spirit and his gifts. See, the Holy Spirit takes common, ordinary people who feel inadequate and empowers them to do things that they normally wouldn't do. They normally wouldn't share Jesus with fellow students and co-workers. They normally wouldn't offer to pray for someone and lay hands on them for them to be encouraged and healed. They normally wouldn't get up in front of a group and help lead worship or teach a class. They normally wouldn't speak out about cultural issues and truth, even when there's persecution that comes with it. But that's normally. But when the Holy Spirit comes on us with supernatural power, and we find God beginning to use us in ways that surprises us. Say, God, you used me to do that. God, you wanted me to do that. God, you're asking me just to pray. And all at once, God gives us the boldness, the encouragement. Not that all fear is gone. We still struggle with some anxiety at times about some of those things. But there's something in us that is more powerful than the anxiety. There's something in us that's more powerful than the fear that motivates us to go ahead and do this. We need the power of the Holy Spirit and a willing heart, and then God will use us. This is a very important value in all of our churches, the Holy Spirit. We honor the Holy Spirit. We honor the Holy Spirit. I know for myself, I would not be where I'm at in my own life without the Holy Spirit to work in me. I know the Hopeful Network would not be where we're at today, if it was not for the Holy Spirit's power. I know God's purposes for the well will not be accomplished except for the ministry of the Holy Spirit and for willing hearts to walk with Him and partner with Him in that way. I know that. So we honor the Holy Spirit. In Acts 1:4, it says, on one occasion, while Jesus, was eating with them, he gave them this command, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit, and you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea, Samaria, Thailand, to the ends of the earth, he says, wherever he sends us. And sometimes our place of mission and calling is right here. Our job, our family, our extended family. Sometimes that's the hardest place. But God gives us grace to minister. So, my declaration over you, receive this. May the Holy Spirit do above and beyond what you can ask or imagine in your personal lives as well as your church. May the Holy Spirit always feel honored and welcomed in this place. Always honored and welcomed here. Amen. So I'm just going to just mention three others, and I'm not going to... Then I'll just give a blessing with all three together. Three other values that I'll just kind of mention is we value church planting. We desire to see and release a new generation of church planters. And so this kind of thing, a church plant or a replant, this is very exciting for us. We want to see this. We want to bless this. We want to be a part of this. We value the healing ministry of Jesus. We offer his healing and love and power to a broken, hurting world. From the early days of our network, there's been an emphasis on healing ministries. We've seen a lot of broken people come to our churches for physical, spiritual, emotional healing especially. And God has just, there's been a grace, there's been an anointing on the Hopeful Network with healing ministry. And as you join the network in that way, I just believe there's going to be a fresh release. You already have that. I can sense that. But I believe there's a fresh release when we partner together in that way. So, and the last thing I would just mention is we value revival. We pray for a move of God that reignites the church and transforms our world. So here's my last declaration and blessing. May other ministries and churches be planted from this place. You say, us? Who are we? No, listen. May other ministries and churches be planted from this place. May many be healed emotionally, physically, and spiritually in and through this place. May the spirit of revival flow in and through you to a broken world. Amen. I declare those things over you, that would be your portion, that would be your blessing, as you go forward as God's people at the well. So we're blessed and excited to have the well join our Hopewell Network family. So exciting to see how God makes these connections and puts these things together. So at this time, I'm going to ask the pastors and elders, as well as John and Sandy, if we can make some room here to come up here. And we just want to walk through this and just establish this in the spirit, as well as in the natural, for what God is doing here. You have completed the 1 year, like Matt said, almost 2 year engagement. That's what we walk through as steps toward full membership in our network. So you've completed that. And today, as a representative of the Hopewell Network of Churches, I officially welcome you into the network as a member Hopewell Church. I'm going to, in making this official, I'm going to have you all sign this in just a minute. But this is what we're signing as a way of just formalizing and expressing our commitment to each other. It says, "This agreement stands as a testimony to our discernment and desire to partner together in the work of the kingdom of God under the lordship of Jesus Christ. The leadership of the Hopewell Network of Churches and leadership of the Well agree that God is calling us to walk in relationship and accountability with each other. As a local church, we agree to fully support the leadership, vision, values, and guidelines of the Hopewell Network of Churches through our active participation. And as a network, we agree to fully support the leadership, vision, and success of this local church by providing apostolic oversight." The covenant certificate that I'm going to be giving you as well says that on this date, the Well has been received as a member church with the Hopewell Network of Churches, and we purpose to walk in mutual support as together we advance the kingdom of God. And so that's the official part in that. Want to just take a moment to sort of pray together in that way. And Sandy, you have something there, or John, do you have something to add in here?
I thought of Psalm 133, and it says, "Behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head running down on the beard, of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore." And I thought of how we are a body and we're a family, but there is a structure and there is a head, and you're coming under that. But the blessing is going to flow down as we honor our fathers and mothers. We honor the people that have gone before us, and you do that so beautifully. We've seen that all the time. But that blessing is going to flow over all of you, and it'll flow over pastor and down over the body, the elders and the body. It's a beautiful picture to hold on to. So today is a special time of rejoicing.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a time of when we become part of something. What is it? You know, the benefits are there's people that just welcome you and love you, and are there for you to resource and encourage. I know Sandy and I are getting really excited about the privilege of being able to fellowship and to watch you grow. And when you groan, there's someone that can come alongside you to help the groaning be subsided, to get rid of. But it's just it doesn't just belong to something where some organizations want your property, they want all that kind of stuff, and this is not about that. It's not about that. Mm-hmm. But it is wanting to go through the adventure of watching you grow and do things that were maybe greater than you ever even imagined to do. Humble beginnings are not bad things.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay. Let's pray. And John, I'm going to ask you to pray as well. as we... Lord, I just sense that this is one of those holy moments, one of these times that you have shaped things, you have brought things to a place where we kind of step into a new arena, a new realm, a higher level of what you have for us to walk in. And so, Lord, we just thank you for your faithfulness to Matt and Kat and to each one here, to each of these leaders. Lord, thank you for your work and your leading them. And so, Lord, at this moment, in the Spirit right now, Lord, we just join our hearts together. And we say yes, Lord, that we are going to walk together. Yes, we are going to support each other. Yes, we're going to see your kingdom come and your kingdom advance in just greater measures. We say yes to your plans and your purposes, Lord, for the well. And Lord, I just pray just a fresh release over them. Lord, I just see the anointing that you have placed and invested in the Hopewell Network. And Lord, we just release that anointing afresh right now. On the well, on each one of these leaders here, Lord. Lord, that there would just be a new dimension that they sense, even in their own spirit, a new dimension that they walk in, Lord. A new grace, God. A new grace, a new empowering for them, Lord God. And Lord, I do pray that you would just begin to download more strategies and more plans, Lord God, that not just something that they make up in their own minds, but something, Lord, that's downloaded from heaven to earth, for something, Lord, for them that is uniquely designed for them, Lord. Lord, you have established unique gifts and callings within this group. And so, Lord, we just bless that. And I just pray a fresh release over that in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Yes. And Lord, each one of those declarations that I made today, Lord, I believe there's a prophetic sense in that of some things that you're declaring over. Lord, it wasn't just my declaration, but Lord, you're declaring these things. This is your heart for them, Lord God. And we just say yes. Mm-hmm. Lord, our position is just with open hearts before you and say, yes, Lord, do that. Yes, Lord, let us be a part of that. Yes, Lord, show us how to walk in that. Yeah. And so I bless this, Lord. And Lord, we welcome them and we establish them as a Hopewell Church in this place right now in Jesus' name. We say, so be it. Yeah. So be it, Lord. Thank you, Lord God.
Yes, and amen.
John, you want to pray? Yeah.
Lord, I want to thank you that you provide for us foundations on which we can stand. And also as a sources of accountability to keep us guarded from the wiry ways of the enemy that wants to distort and destroy the works that are trying to be established. So, Lord, thank you for the hand of protection you put over us and over the well, in order that the water that comes forth from it is really miracle-working water. Mm-hmm. So we thank you, Lord, for the places of new beginnings. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Lord, for the dreams and aspirations of things yet to come, and knowing full well that the powerful presence of the Holy Spirit of God directs and gives us encouragement and resourcing and all the things that we have need of in order to know full well that the work is being established by you, Lord. You're calling forth the things that are essential and very necessary for this fellowship. And Lord, I pray protection over relationships.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Lord, the enemy seems to find a way to try to work in relationships. And we pray, Lord God, that we'd have a deep understanding and appreciation and a trust that would allow us the privilege of functioning fully and fruitfully together.
Yes, Lord.
And truly finding your favor.
Yes.
So bless them. Bless them with so much of your love that it has to pour out from them. They can't hold it. It can't be contained. It's infectious and it's good. So bless them in every aspect and every need that they find themselves in. And just know full well, there's nothing that you can't do. So bless them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Praise God.
Thanks for taking the time to listen. We're glad that what the Lord is doing among us encourages you. For more info about the church, follow us on Facebook, or connect with us on Instagram. Visit dwellatthewell.com or come out and see us on a Sunday morning, 228 Ridge Avenue, Satterton, Pennsylvania.
I'm taking a well, I'm taking a well right here. I'm taking a well in the valley of my weeping.